Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Full forecast details are coming up. The announced Foxconn campus in Mount Pleasant will prompt a $764 million investment from the Village and Racine County. But local officials say taxpayers will be protected and upfront costs recouped within 25 years. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
A tax incremental district with the three areas announced Wednesday includes land acquisition, infrastructure upgrades, financing expenses, and contingencies. This on top of the $3 billion incentive plan from the state. The project would not lead to increased property taxes or a county sales tax. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says it was crafted that way so that the TIF district uses the estimated $31 million in added property tax revenue generated by the initial 20 million square foot campus to fund the improvements. Roughly $160 million of the incentive package would go toward water and wastewater infrastructure improvements. And there would be some roadway changes, too. Highway 11, Brown Road, Highway KR, would become six lanes from the interstate to Highway H. Highway KR, also six lanes east of H, four lanes for Brown Road. And International Drive would be extended south to meet up with Highway 11. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Following Foxconn's announcement, now the work is underway to buy the huge tract of land needed to make that happen. Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroot said the village and its partners have been working on those land purchases. He said initially the village will purchase the land and then sell it to Foxconn.
Foxconn is going to be heavily invested in this through direct capital infusion and through special assessments that we'll be levying on them to pay for the land.
DeGroot confirmed that landowners have been offered about $50,000 an acre. A groundbreaking for the facility won't occur until all the land needed for Foxconn is secured. DeGroot said it's hoped that will happen sometime early next year. The city of Burlington since February of 2015 has challenged the DNR on the wastewater treatment plant phosphorus levels for the effluent put into the Fox River. And now comes a proposed settlement to allow more study time and potentially file an appeal with the next permit process. During a Common Council Committee of the Whole meeting, City Attorney John Belogic told aldermen there initially was a challenge to an administrative law judge. He said the city's challenge led to the matter lingering the past 2 years.
In the recent months, the DNR has contacted me, and what's before it is a settlement arrangement, which I recommend that we accept, and more importantly, that Jim Kleinschmidt, a consulting engineer that we have used from the very beginning on this entire matter, he is in full agreement that we should go with the flow and the settlement agreement.
The DNR will reevaluate the phosphorus limitation, which the city can again challenge if so desired, while a consulting firm will be presenting the council with alternatives in the fall of 2018. The Burlington Council will vote on the issue October 17th. A Chicago-based company has purchased Durand Plaza, an affordable senior and disabled housing facility in Racine, and is planning $2 million in renovations. Evergreen Real Estate Group purchased the 72-unit complex at 3003 Durand Avenue with plans to upgrade the facility over 6 to 9 months beginning early next year. The four two-story buildings were constructed in 1970. The renovations will include upgrades to the kitchens and bathrooms of most of the units, and all the buildings will get new windows and roofs. The Biz Times reports this is Evergreen's first project in Racine. The company owns an apartment complex in Milwaukee. Kenosha County's Highway H and Bain Station Road roundabout reconstruction project continues with a few notable changes over the next few weeks, including final public and private utility relocations, storm sewer installation, curb and gutter work, and sidewalk and concrete truck apron installation. For the safety of the traveling public and the work crews, motorists need to respect the road closed signs in favor of the posted detour route and not detour through local subdivisions or private driveways and roadways. In Racine County, the Taylor Avenue reconstruction project west of Meacham Road has a message board about costly citations for driving through a work zone. Hundreds have been written so far. A reminder that the Racine Taxpayers Association is holding an hour-long forum tonight for the two mayoral candidates in the October 17th special election. It takes place in the Great Lakes Room on the Gateway Technical College campus off Pershing Drive starting at 7 p.m. Candidates Corey Mason and Sandy Widener will each have the chance to answer two questions from the other, while the audience can submit questions to go along with those being asked by the taxpayers group. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.